Hik tri nian gynieri, an chikl, an chiatach, sin gul. Sgar bic a chus vasli, gyd chlachgach leo mis ir a hún, sa liawat ben uasal, a huara sa chient an romi, a huk a gul fuateng, ir ra vic an duasha gach iawn. Three things come without asking. Fear, jealousy, and love. I'm not embarrassed by it. Each of them has come for me as they have for other women, just as guilty as I am. They also gave love and received none in return. Shortly after moving back to Scotland, I went to Skye on an extravaganza with a woman called Ruth, and it was there that I did two things. Performed a number of practical experiments related to widening my sexual borders, and discovered Gaelic lullabies. Ruth, a professor of Celtic literature, was a rare mix of Calvinism and sexual deviation and was also a fabulous baker. I was doing postdoctoral research. I'd been shuttling around different countries and universities for a few years. Edinburgh, Dublin, Uppsala, a relationship in each, a small flat and a library with different index structures. My parents didn't think that broadening the scope of feminist criticism in minority languages was as important as I did, but I was also dabbling in neocolonialism as well, which must be worth something. Ruth had tenure. A steady job at the university, something I could only dream of. I'd be singing like a canary if I had that. I could see my future unspooling in front of me. Never changing, always no money. It's not how I imagined things would be when I was reading Mallory Towers when I was little. I thought I would be paid to have great thoughts, not haggling over obscure employment contract law with people who'd got into HR by accident. I was studying Gaelic lullabies, which were different to other lullabies in other languages. Women talked to each other through them. They told stories to each other, their own hidden stories. They were a secret way of communicating. I felt they talked to me, these women long gone.